But they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. One of the things that has happened to me in my life in the past 5-10 years is that I've become aware of how little gratitude that I've shown to people and institutions in my life. And I'm progressing. I want you to be encouraged by that, I think. But you know, for so many years, my life wasn't filled with gratitude. I lived. Now there's two quotes here, and one is shocking, and the other one makes more sense to us as Christians. Joseph Stalin said, "Gratitude is a sickness suffered by dogs." I compare his life, and you can sort of expect that. Aesop said, "Gratitude is a sign of noble souls." And the older I get, I've become aware that express gratitude, and I don't mean just thinking about gratitude. I'm talking about express, where you verbalize gratitude, which thinking is almost like not even contributing to the act of gratitude. Like to express it is like 95% of the work. But I now know that it strengthens our families, it strengthens marriages, it strengthens our church, it strengthens our school. It strengthens almost every institution that we as Christians are involved in. And for a long time, I ignored the obvious. I enjoyed those things, but I didn't verbally express gratitude towards those. I lived a lot of my years in physical, mental busyness, void of sincere gratitude. And if it had been, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it would have been hard to prove that my life had much gratitude in it. And I'm talking about a gratitude here that exceeds more than just saying to our Heavenly Father, "Thank you for this food and the nice weather, amen." I'm looking for a deep sense of gratitude that I can at least partly grasp just how fortunate I am to experience something or physically partake of something. And I'm aware, and one of the things I've become aware of, simply because I've involved myself with it, is that I've actually started to like gardening. And so it's a nice time where Rose and I can be together, and you know, we can try to make straight rows, and we can argue whether they're straight or not. And we can also argue about how far the seed should be placed. But you know, it's something that I really enjoy. And this spring when Bo and I were planting sweet corn, I told him after we were done, I said, the sweet corn is going to taste a little bit sweeter this fall when we are eating it. And that's really something that I've become aware in. As you involve yourself in something, you understand in part what it takes. And for us men, I'll say for myself maybe, but for us men, you know, we grow up and the clothes is folded in our closets and our shirts are probably ironed. But another instance that has caused me to pause about how little gratitude I used to have is that when we sit down to eat, Rose and I, we always hold a hand and we pray together. And something that has become such a great image to me is that here I am, I have food in front of me that came from the soil of the earth that I didn't create. And I am also holding a hand that has helped prepare, plant the food, and most likely, for all of us, are the hands that wash and iron your clothes that you're wearing right now. There's something that it's become such a symbolic meaning to me to sit in front of food and to hold a hand that It's an incredible blessing to me, and it has filled my heart with a sense of gratitude that I for so long didn't have, and I regret that. So I'd like to also talk to you youth. When I was 15 to 18, 19, I was a little bit of a brat. And, you know, that's not something that you don't become prouder of that the older you get, okay? So just a warning, if you're tempted to feel like a brat by the time you're 50, you know, the thing of it is, you know, you can't go back and undo those moments. So, you know, it's part of my penance, maybe. Maybe not the right word, but it's close, that I have a deep desire to spend as much time with my mother, even though she's far away. And the more I think about how obnoxious I was and most ungrateful teenager, what else to do but to show her that I love her? So to say that you youth are privileged is an understatement. And, you know, I wish somebody would have told me when I was a youth, and if it applies to you, go ahead and accept it. You know, I wish my father would have said, you know, if you don't like how your bed is made, why don't you sleep on the stuff that you've procured for your sleeping tonight? Well, you know, I don't even know if I had a sleeping bag at that time, so I guess I could have laid out on the dirt, and that would have maybe made me think that, you know, not even the floor joists I had anything to do with. I don't have anything to do with the bed. I had nothing to do with procuring the mattress or the sheets. You know, think about this, son. And I think, you know, yeah, I would have probably, you know, made some snide remark. But I think sometimes it's helpful for parents to step up and you know, get a picture of this. And the other thing that I've learned in life is that gratitude is not a backpack. It is not something that you pack around and you put off. It is something that you internalize. It is something that is always with you. Gratitude is not dependent on your situation. And a few months ago, David Yoder spoke to us. You know, we all heard that gratitude, just because you're stuck in a hospital bed, does not warrant resentment. And there are perils that present themselves to us as Christians in the valleys and in the high points of life. Gratitude is part of recognizing God's design in action through the previous generations that were before us. Some we may have never known. They were obedient to God's word. So many things that we benefit from today were set in motion by people who had a vision for the generations to come. And we can't let the future generations down with resentment and a heart of ingratitude. A vision that was compromised of a structural basis where Jesus Christ was that base. If you resent, and I think this is a strong statement, but I think if you resent your past godly heritage, then you're intentionally short-sighted, which I think that will trend you towards resentment. In Romans 11:36, it says, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." In Psalms 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." And one of the most common verses, it's old, but it never should become meaningless to us, is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If that can be your basis for gratitude, I think Jesus Christ will reveal himself to you. I don't know that he can, it's hard to be in his kingdom, to be involved in kingdom work, if our life is full of resentment. If we as mortals can conceptualize what Jesus did for each one of us, he came from, died here, and went back. It's a story that we've heard many times, and sometimes we hear it, we don't think about what that all entailed for me, for you. But it'll be a great start to a life of gratitude. Let's pray. Dear Lord, there's so many things that we don't mention them all of that stem from Jesus Christ and from your loving kindness and from your word, from the preservation of your word, and for the work of your Holy Spirit. And I pray that you would help each one of us to be open to following the Spirit's leading, to be seekers of what your word speaks to us, and to have the strength to carry on in a life that is filled with gratitude and love for others. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross and giving us hope of a life, confidence of a life after this life, and help us to be not distracted by moments where resentment may want to set in, but help us to realize how much we have and how much we give up if we err on our way. Thank you, Lord, for being our Savior. Thank you for caring for us. Be with us as we continue our worship today of you. Be with us as we look into your word. May your Holy Spirit speak richly to each of our lives. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.